Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45 as we fly through this Wednesday morning. It's going to be hot today, highs in mid-90s, and it's heating up over in the Middle East. And we're going to spend an hour to 9 o'clock hour talking about whether the United States should get involved in this or not. But first thing we wanted to do was talk about how it affects us on a micro level, and that involves, I guess, the price of oil and gas prices, etc. And for that, our friend Eric Smith, professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, joins us. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Doing fine.
Let's talk about, because I'm a little bit confused about this, what exactly it was that Iran, now they're saying it's Iran, and they know that for a fact, bombed in Saudi Arabia, and what does the loss of that facility mean?
All right, the facility is called Abqaiq, or looks like it's Abqaiq when you see it, but it's Abqaiq is basically a facility to strip out natural gas liquids and to strip out sulfur so that the Saudis can sell their oil as light sweet crude. You've heard of Saudi light before. That's mm-hmm. sort of the standard light crude that they produce. Without that plant, the oil would still be light, but it would be sour. And also, SABIC, the Saudi chemicals operation that has facilities here in Louisiana and headquarters over in Houston, would be, you know, out of the supply of natural gas liquids that they use to produce the same sort of olefins we're trying to produce with these four new plants here in Louisiana. So the short answer is, this was not anything like when Saddam Hussein blew up the oil fields in Kuwait. The oil fields are fine. There's really no significant damage to the oil fields. The problem is three of the biggest oil fields, including Ghawar, the biggest in the world, all feed into this particular processing plant. It's been called the refinery. It's been called all sorts of things. But essentially, it's not terribly different from the sort of plants you would see here in Louisiana that take oil or gas and remove the sulfur and the gas liquids from them.
And I'm a little bit confused. Process, that's what they do? They take the sulfur and something else out of the oil?
Yeah, they take sulfur out the same way we do in our refineries, and they take the natural gas liquids out the same way we do in our gas plants.
All right, so somebody texted in about sweet and sour crude. Obviously, nobody's tasting this, but what does that mean?
No. Sour crude has more sulfur in it, more so-called acid components. And the typical one around here is sulfur. We react it with hydrogen, which makes a really nasty chemical. And then we remove that and convert it to elemental sulfur. And we do that in all of our refineries. And where we have sour gas, we do it there as well.
So how do we get from that to gasoline and the price going up at the pump? And you can answer when you come back, if you don't mind, because
sure.
We got to take a break. Just a reminder, Who Dat Nation, lock it in. Tomorrow, Saints Thursdays here on WWL, the flagship station of your New Orleans Saints. And Newell Norman's going to give away a Saints game experience you will definitely want to win tomorrow and every Thursday from now until December 12th. Except Thanksgiving Day. You can win a pair of Saints home game tickets plus a pair of tickets to Bullseye Event Group Saints VIP tailgate experience in Benson Tower. I've heard from people that have gone to this. They are blown away. So here's what you get. 3 hours before kickoff of the Saints game, all you can eat and drink, premium open bar, and a delicious buffet from the Food Network celebrity chef Aaron May. And that's all in an air-conditioned lounge that overlooks Champion Square, just steps away from the dome. So don't miss your chance to win tickets to the Saints-Cowboys game, plus all the fixings, VIP treatment, the Saints VIP tailgate experience. tomorrow. Just listen to Newell between 10 and 1. Bobby Hebert is going to say, "Who dat?" and give you the number to call in. And if you're caller 8, you'll be who datting with the rest of the nation. So listen and win with Newell and WWL. Right now, we take a look at traffic on WWL. 855, 5-4-9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Not to ignore our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, which is asking you, is this Saints roster built to win without, even without Drew Brees? And it's about 50-50 right now. Of more import to you immediately might be the price of gas. And our friend Professor Eric Smith at Tulane's Institute of Energy, nice enough to spend some time with us. So, Professor, how do you go from a processing plant of crude oil, correct? I got that right?
You got that right.
All right. To higher gasoline prices here in Louisiana and elsewhere.
Well, I guess the first thing to point out is we don't use very much Saudi crude. The country takes in relatively small amounts. We would use more of their heavy sour crude, which we need for our refineries, but they have elected to sell that to the Chinese and the Asians, presumably because they can get a higher price. Mm-hmm. What happens, though, is that the gasoline market is worldwide, and so the prices that we see for gasoline in New Orleans or in Louisiana are really a function of what's happening to crude prices in the whole Atlantic basin. And those are expected to stay a little high, at least through the next couple of months. And we could very well see some increases on the order of 10 to 20 cents a gallon. But they will be short-lived because, as I said earlier, the damage thought to be more extensive than it is. It looks like they will have most of the processing back online in Saudi Arabia by the end of September and all of it by the end of November. That's at least what they're saying. And remember, these plants are kind of built like our plants. They're built so that if you damage one piece of it, the rest of it can keep running. So even though this was a serious attack, the plants spread out over acres, and as a result, that's why they can have 2 million barrels a day of the lost 5.7 back in production today, less than a week after the attack. So I don't think that this is the volume was never going to be an issue. We have plenty of oil. The oil fields were really not damaged, and the world is sort of swimming in oil right now, so losing 5 million barrels a day on 100 million barrel consumption is not a big deal.
Do we still export gasoline, Professor? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
We export a little bit to South America from Louisiana. We import a lot of it from Canada and from Europe into the New York Harbor area because they have very inadequate oil pipeline infrastructure. As you know, it's rather difficult to build pipelines these days.
Oh, yeah.
But they use a lot of gasoline, and they don't have any crude pipelines and insufficient gasoline and refined product pipelines.
And we import that from Canada, you said?
We bring in refined products into New York and areas like Delaware and Philadelphia and what have you from Canada. We also bring in or import refined products, gasoline primarily, from Europe. Europe tends to run short of diesel and long on gasoline, so we export diesel to them from Louisiana, and we import gasoline into New York.
Quickly, before we let you go, somebody texted in, unless you need to get that.
No, that's okay.
About diesel, which is a byproduct of gasoline, as I understand it, is nowhere near as refined as is gasoline. So why is it more than gasoline, or why is it so expensive?
Well, diesel, first of all, has more energy per volume, so it's a better deal if what you're trying to do is, pack BTUs into your fuel tank. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a misnomer, too, to say that it's easier to refine. It's a heavier product, but it takes every bit of the same sort of processing that gasoline does. So you need to remove the sulfur, and you need to get the right mixture of molecules, and you need to make sure that it's, that it meets all of the standards that have been set across the country before you ship it out. So we are shipping more gasoline than diesel, but the diesel has been increasing, and the exports are disproportionately in favor of diesel.
Professor, I can't thank you enough. We appreciate your time as always. Eric Smith, professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, always available to help us make sense of all of this. We're going to talk about the geopolitical and military.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.